Some investors can't stand the idea of buying stock in companies that sell tobacco, beer, adult entertainment, and gambling equipment. They prefer to invest with firms like Domini Social Investments. It directs funds to companies that are environmentally friendly and promote social justice. Adam Kanzer, the general counsel at Domini, says there's a definite downside in sin stocks. But Carolyn Wexler, author of Stocking Up on Sin, says it's wise to invest in a little bit of vice. She recommends investing in companies such as British American Tobacco, Anheuser-Busch, and Harrah's Entertainment.
It's a strategy to diversify your portfolio. I think one would be foolish to put 100% of one's investable income into sin stocks. I think 15% is a good hedge against the market.
Do these stocks outperform the market, the rest of the market, all the time or just during certain periods, say just during a recession?
What we did is commissioned a study going back 5 years, and they outperformed the market by 42%. And, I mean, that time included both recessionary times, a little bit of the go-go 90s, if you will, and last year when things were picking up.
So sin never goes out of style.
Not as far as I can see.
Mr. Kanzer, what do you make of this?
Well, I don't doubt that, you know, they deliver performance. You can, you know, pick any time period you want and any sector you want, and you can demonstrate that it's going to outperform. A couple of questions I would ask is what kind of risk are you taking on in those sectors, and exactly how are you putting those baskets of stock together? We have demonstrated that it is possible to achieve market rate returns and above market rate returns without investing in these industries, by investing in companies that we believe are striving towards something a little bit more positive and helping to build a cleaner, more just future.
Well, let's take that risk factor. Ms. Wexler, are these risky investments?
Actually, I think a lot of these companies aren't risky. Many of the companies that I include in my basket have been around for a long time. Anheuser-Busch, I don't think you're going to find anyone who'll tell you that company's going out of business. A lot of these companies are very, very solid performers. And when you take the basket of stocks that I have against the S&P, they have a very low correlation. So say when tech stocks are performing one way, these stocks will be very solid performers. Like if tech is diving, these stocks will just keep going steadily along. So when one group zigs, the other zags. In terms of risk, I think that these are a great hedge against the market.
But the potential for litigation, I mean, tobacco alone, isn't it potential?
Tobacco alone is a huge potential for litigation. But what also is happening is that it's in the government's interest not to have the tobacco companies go bankrupt, because they do pay a lot of money into the state's coffers. And the fact is, these stocks do perform well, and they pay very, very nice dividends.
Mr. Kanzer, I'm wondering about someone, say, who's stock shopping for a pension fund and wanting to be socially responsible, but also has a fiscal responsibility.
Yeah, well, I think it's been proven time and again that applying social and environmental criteria to your portfolio is consistent with fiduciary duty. We've demonstrated through the Domini 400 Social Index, it's outperformed the S&P 500 on an annual average basis of about 1% per year. I think the central point at which we may disagree is that we believe that those investment decisions that you make really do matter. They do have an impact in the world.
But if you can make a bit more going for that gambling stock.
Well, you know, the way we look at it is those performance numbers don't really tell the whole story. They're not reflecting the true cost of the industry. And just like a couple of numbers, according to the World Bank, there have been 17 million deaths related to tobacco just since January 2000. And it's increasingly affecting developing countries. It's exacerbating wealth disparities. These are all industries that prey on the poor, on children, and on women disproportionately. And if you look at that and you factor that in, these investments aren't really doing all that well. The success of the tobacco industry and the success of the alcohol industry is not in anybody's best interests. And so when our investors look at their retirement, maybe it's possible that their portfolio would have been boosted a little bit if they had had some of these stocks, but their healthcare costs have also gone up. And so it's a net loss for them. They're looking to build a better future. They're not simply looking to build their wallet.
Ms. Waxler, how about investors considering the effects that their investment money has on consumers and society?
I think investors should first and foremost consider how these stocks are going to perform for them. I think they should divorce the two concepts. By investing in Playboy, you're not causing young women to disrobe. You're making money for yourself. I feel that investors should, you know, choose wisely. They should choose their companies based on fundamentals. Is management performing? Are the stocks returning well? Is there more profit in the company every year? Are they being innovative? Not on whether the companies are providing benefits to non-married partners. I think that should be taken into a separate realm. And I think if investors do well for themselves, they can then turn around and donate the money to charity. I think local charities would be much more receptive to a larger donation than a smaller one.
Carolyn Waxler, author of Stocking Up on Sin, How to Crush the Market with Vice-Based Investing, and Adam Kanzer, Director of Shareholder Advocacy at Domini Social Investments.